Hello, once again, this is Pastor Edo coming your way with the Word of God. God has been so gracious to us, and His mercies endure forever. If the Bible, turn with me to the book of 2 Peter. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse number 5. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse number 5. I read from the King James Version of the Scriptures. And beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse number 5. And beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge. Hallelujah. I've started this sermon as virtue and knowledge. Virtue and knowledge. The Apostle Peter exhorted the Jewish Christians to live by faith and good works to make their calling sure. Peter exhorted the Christians, the Jewish Christians, to live by faith and good works to make their calling sure. He further admonished them to add to their faith virtue and to virtue knowledge. Hallelujah. Knowledge in the Greek means gnosis. Gnosis means knowledge. It means the act of knowing. Gnosis. It means the act of knowing. The Christian should have virtue and knowledge of God. Knowing God is not enough as a Christian. Knowing God is not enough as a Christian. We must add to knowledge virtue, or we must add to our faith virtue. We add virtue to our knowledge. Amen. In the course of living a godly life, virtue and knowledge is very significant in order to achieve perfection. We need to add to our faith virtue and knowledge. It's very significant, it's very imperative in our Christian life. Hallelujah. We must have knowledge of God. It's good. But Peter is saying that we should add to our knowledge virtue. After we have faith in God, we have faith in Christ. It's a good thing. Because Hebrews says without faith can't please God. So once we have faith, it's the right step of direction. Then we add to our faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, that's knowledge in the Greek. Hallelujah. Now, why the need for virtue and knowledge to our faith? Why should we add, or how should we encapsulate virtue knowledge to our faith? Why should we do that? Virtue simply means excellence. Excellence. This is very important in our life as a Christian. Now, why should we add virtue and knowledge to our faith? One, to make us not barren but and unfruitful. Sorry, to make us not barren and unfruitful. Let's turn the Bible to 2 Peter chapter 1, verse number 8. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse number 8. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse number 8. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall never be barren or unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. When we add virtue and knowledge to our faith, it makes us not to be barren and unfruitful. It means that it makes us potent and fruitful in our Christian life. We need to add virtue and knowledge to our faith so that we become fruitful and become potent. Hallelujah. We need to add virtue and knowledge to our faith to make our calling election sure. We need to add virtue and knowledge to our faith to make our calling election sure. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse number 10 in the King James. Wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if ye do these things, ye shall never fall. Hallelujah. as Christians, there's a tendency for us to backslide, slip, or fall. But when we add virtue and knowledge to our faith, it will make our calling, election, sure. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse number 10. Wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if ye do these things, ye shall never fall. To cement our calling in our Christian life, we need to add virtue and knowledge to our faith. Hallelujah. Why the need to add virtue and knowledge to our faith? To make one visionary and not blind. To make one visionary and not blind. And the word blind in the Greek means theposis. Theposis, which means opaque. Theposis means opaque, blind. You can't see clearly. You are visually impaired. To make one visionary and not blind, that's the reason why we need to add virtue and knowledge to our faith. Let's turn our Bibles to 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 9. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse number 9. But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten the things, and hath forgotten that he was plunged from his old sins. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 9. But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see far off, and had forgotten that he was plunged from his old sin. So to add virtue and knowledge to our faith, to make one visionary and not blind, we need to add virtue and knowledge to our faith. Hallelujah. We need to add virtue and knowledge to our faith to abound in ministry. We need to add virtue and knowledge to our faith to abound in ministry in the everlasting kingdom. It's so pathetic that most people who profess to be in a lost church has no virtue, has no knowledge about God. Hallelujah. People profess to be in a lost church. They have no knowledge, they have no virtue, they are faithless in the lost church. But we need to add virtue and knowledge to our faith so that we are bound in ministry into the everlasting kingdom. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse number 11. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse number 11. For so an anthem shall be ministered unto the abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. When we add virtue and knowledge to our faith, for so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We need to add virtue and knowledge to our faith in the Lord's church, and not to prophesy to be in the Lord's church but blind and cannot see, and not to prophesy to be in a lost church and have no vision, and not prophesy to be in a lost church but rather fall from grace. No, we need to add virtue and knowledge to our faith so that an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Why the need to add virtue and knowledge to our faith? To be established in the present, so that we will be established in the present. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse number 12. Wherefore, I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things, though ye know them, but be established in the present truth. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse number 12. Wherefore I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things, though ye know them, and be established in the present truth. We need to add virtue and knowledge to our faith so that we be established in the present truth. Hallelujah. we need to add virtue and knowledge to our faith, because Peter was about to pass away very soon. So the Jewish Christians need to add virtue and knowledge to their faith, because Peter was about, or shortly about, to pass away. In 2 Peter chapter 1, verse number 14, knowing that shortly I must be put off this my tabernacles, knowing that shortly I must put off this my tabernacle, even as the Lord Jesus Christ has shown me. Hallelujah. So Peter was back. Peter will not be in the church for all his life. He's about to pass away. But to add virtue and knowledge to our faith is something that we need. The early Christians need those things to be established in the truth. We need to add virtue and knowledge to our faith to be established in the Lord. To stay strong in the Lord, we need to add virtue and knowledge to our faith. Christians must be cautioned of the call. We must be cautious of our call. They are to make their calling sure. We need to make our calling sure. We need to make our calling election sure by adding virtue and knowledge to our faith. Don't let us just profess that we are in the Lord's church, that we know Christ, that we have seen Christ. But we should add virtue and knowledge to our faith. We should add virtue and knowledge to our faith. Let's go back to our foundation text as a closing remarks. 2 Peter 1, verse number 5. And beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge. May God help us and bless us, and give us the spirit that will compel us to add virtue and knowledge to our faith. And this is Pastor Edu coming your way this morning. Amen.